From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. About 24 protesters rallied in front of U.S. Senator Marco Rubio's office in Doral yesterday. They criticized Rubio's vote to acquit President Donald Trump of impeachment charges. Stephanie Rupp is from Miami. She said she knew Trump would be acquitted.
This kills me. It just eats at my soul. When he was acquitted, and I knew he was going to be acquitted. He's still impeached, but he was acquitted. I broke down crying. How does this happen in America?
The only Republican senator who voted to convict Trump was Mitt Romney. Tim Trout is from Cutler Bay. He's registered as an independent voter. Trout says he voted Republican for various local and state elections. But after the Senate impeachment trial, he says he will no longer vote Republican.
This isn't about party. This is about our democracy, an active assault on our democratic institutions.
The rally was part of a national event. An organizer with the organization Move On said that they will mobilize voters to replace Republican senators who are up for re-election. Meanwhile, Florida lawmakers are proposing legislation that could change how election recounts are conducted. The proposal would allow election staff to use an auditing system for both machine and manual recounts. Mark Early is Leon County's supervisor of elections. He says the system keeps an inventory of all paper ballots and makes them easier to find.
We're trying to limit the amount of people touching the paper so that that does not get altered.
Currently, voting systems can make digital copies of paper ballots, but Early says those copies are hard to access and don't have any sorting capability. A controversial abortion bill is one step closer to becoming law in Florida. Yesterday, the state Senate passed a bill that would require girls seeking abortions to first get consent from a parent or guardian, except in some circumstances like medical emergencies. The House version of the bill is set to go to a floor vote next week, where it is expected to pass. Governor Ron DeSantis has said that he would sign it. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.